This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Ken Pekidal Mishnah Vov. Kisui Teni Shomateches Shosa by Mara. We've had before, Kisui Teni is a cover of a basket of metal. So it's only the top. This is the Chachomim in Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Gimel that hold that the cover of a Kli Mateches is not a Kabbal Tumah because it doesn't serve a function by itself. Shosa by Mara, it's finely shined, and it can be used as a mirror, like the women had in Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yehuda Mitar, because it still has be'etzem a yichud al tzakisi of a kli. The fact that somebody is going to fix his tefillin, or a woman will look at herself in the reflection of the cover, doesn't make it into that. Nachom Mitam, the shimush of a kisui as a mara, as a mirror, turns it into a clay shimush. Now it seems clear in the Mishnah that a mirror, something that's miyuchad lekach, avada is mekabotum. The shaila is over here, the kisui teni shomateches, it's used primarily as a cover for the teni, not as a mirror, whether then it's enough, the shimush of the mirror, to turn it into something that's mekabotum. But let's say you have a mirror, shenishbro, it's broken. Im enamares revaponim, the fact that a person will be able to see his tefillin, but he can't see the outline of his face. Roiv of his ponim can't be seen, that's not called a mirror. That may be called, you could get a glimpse, that's not called a mirror. Tahiru. Now what's hard to understand is what the shita of Rabbi Yehuda is, because we just had a Mishnah in Mishnah Hay that says that the horseshoe of an animal, it has another usage, and that renders it a kli. Is that any less than a mara in the cover of a kli? Why would that not be enough? Why would there be a difference between the two? Maybe you'll say in the Mishnah before, it's also machlokes with the Chacham. Namashma. Zechor der Shnei Tavort. Where something has a functional use of a kli, das heißt, it's a horseshoe. Now what do you want to say? But the shem kli, legabi atachshit shel behema, the way we said before, that would not render it royal kabbal tumah. So then you need episnocha usage. Better gesagt, it's a clay shimush. It's for a behema. It's also for an adam. Is the shame clay shimush, which is also for an adam, is enough to render it royal lekabel tumah? Over here, it's a cover of a kli. It doesn't have a shame kli b'fnei atzmoi. It's part of a kli. That's mafkia the shame kli. It's not mafkia the shame kabbalas tumah. It's mafkia the shame kli. If it's mafkia the shame kli, the once in a while use of a person fixing his tefillin does not turn that into a kli. Okay, that's the vart. Mishnah Zayin. We had many times the din of Tumah Yishona that by kli mateches Chazal will geizer that even after it's nishbar and it becomes ois kli. If it's put back together again, it resumes its old status as a tameh. There are a few reasons why. We discussed enough nafkaminis of the reasons. The Mishnah is going to discuss that din now. Kli mateches mitamen umetaren shvurim. Kli mateches, it's shayich tumah when they're in a state of shvira. That says, the shvira is not mitar them legami, how you have to read the Mishnah, not that it's tummy when it's shavur, but the shvira is not mitar, it's not mafkir the tumah in gansim, because as soon as you put it back together again, it'll become again tummy. So the shvira is mitar, but it's also mitamim. So the Mishnah reads it, kli mateches. Mitamin, it becomes tome, even shvurin, the says when it's put back together again. Umitamin, that the shvir helps our component, bishas shvirosa, divrei ribeleza. The extra knetcha over here in divrei ribeleza is that it's easy to be mitaher, something that was nishba and put back together again, doesn't have the full status as something that never underwent the process of tahara. What that case is, that we'll have to see. Bishua oime eni mitaren elosh leimen. It's considered when you reconstruct the kli mateches, it's as if it never became ois tameh. What does this negate to? Now the Mishnah is going to say, Ketzad. What's the case of Rabbi Lezer Bishua? The case goes like this. We're talking about a kli mateches that was tameh meis. The only way to be mitaren is hazoas mechatos. Ve'yemeshlishi ve'yemeshvi, and then thereafter it becomes tohar. Hizo alen, they were maze, the azor rishoyin of yemeshlishi, v'nishbu boy bayoyim, and it broke that day. hitichon, and they was put back together again. V'choza v'hizo alein shein izboi bayoim. They were then mazeh mechatos the second time. He needs two times mechatos. Harei even though normally the hazos mechatos has to be b'yem eshlishi, or b'yem eshvi. There was no hamtona of arbi yom ben hazor rishon l'hazor shniyah. He kilu chacham because be'etzem nishbar is tohar. Faket, the reason why they were geyser, one of the reasons, is because shemi yishkach teiras hazor, because all you have to do is break a kli. It might be easier than waiting 4 days. So over here, Lamaisa, since they made him be mazah a second time, so they're not going to make him also wait 4 days. Divrei Belazer, Yeshua, Imein, Hazor, Pox, Meshlish, Yishvi, under no circumstances. You have to do the regular Hazor, Asmei Chatos, V'yem Shlish, V'yem Shvi, T'vimitah. Now here, let's speak out a cheshbon that the Rash makes, that the Rav brings. And that is, we had Shita Sub Shimon Gamliel in Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, that the din of Shumin Tumi Yishono is exerted only on Kelim that were Nitmu B'meis. Why is that? Because the whole chash of Tumi Yishono is they were geizer on Kli Mateches because Shem Yishtakach Teres Hazor. So it's dafka by Kli Nitmu B'meis. If a Sheretz touched it or a Zov touched it, what does that have to do with Hazor? Shet Yishtakach. So Lefi the Tanakama over there in Perek Yud Aleph, you have to say that the reason why is a different reason. Sure enough, the Gemara says that the reason according to the Chachomim is because people are going to be mezalzel kelim shenishbru. I using them right away. What happened to Harav Shemesh? And that chashash of Harav Shemesh is you're going to forget details. So then that's for sure that if the chashash is going to forget details, it has to be done kitzuroso. So Rebbe Lezer that holds over here that you could smear over the hamtonas arbi yomim and it only has to be two hazoyas, but they can be done right after another, clearly doesn't stim with that reasoning. So what he's going to say is that taka alz shalot ishtakach teres hazor. So it's enough to be guys at two hazoyas. You don't need to wait another 4 days also. Another point worth mentioning is that it's oizge cheshm in the mefoshim, that the cheshm we just made is where the hazor rishoyna was done koidim shviroso, and the shnia was done la'achar tik, and there you could waive the 4 day hamtono. However, if the hazor rishoyna was after shenishbu v'tiknu, so there was no hazor on the kli koidim shviroso. So b'chiyai gavna, it has the regular din, the original din. It's as if you would never mazah. So to reconstitute a kli, if it's a reconstituted kli, then avada, even according to Rebbe Lezer, it has to undergo the whole process. Shtei hazois with the separation of 4 days. There's another point over here that's worth mentioning, very chosh of a machlek sushayim, and that is if Yeshua holds in hazor pox mishlishu yushvi, which means you're going to have to be mazah the hazor shniyah after 4 days amtana. However, the first hazor doesn't become bottle. L'chayra, the kli underwent process of hazor, it became ois kli, at that point it was tahor. What relevance is the first hazor? No. They were geyser only that you need another hazor, but they weren't geyser to take away the status that's a process already underway that the hazor rishon is there. But you could hear such a svar. If you want to be machmir, you want to say that it has to go hazor rishon and shnir with the separation of 4 days. So lecher the hazor rishon is no relevance because the kli was a kli nishbar and it was tahor. Now you want to reconstitute it as a tumah. So now it has to undergo hazos rishayna shlishis urviz shlishis urshviz. Lamaisa, this chiddush is in the Rambam Pirushoy and Hilchas Kelim. The Ravid argues very stark. So we're doing like the Rambam, the wording of the Mishnah ein mitaren elo shleimen. That's the beginning of the Mishnah. The process of tahara has no relevance except when you're talking about a kli sholeh. So if it's a kli nishbar, the process of hazor that it's in the middle of is of no relevance. Mishnah's Taharis has another nusach for explaining the Rambam. He brings Shittas Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yutes that if you have a kli schuchis shenikev, you have a kli schuchis which is rendered ois kli because it got a big hole in it, and then they sealed it up with lead. So according to the man d'omer that holds you go basa maimid, so now it'll become tomei. Why? Because it's a kli schuchas. It was a kli schuchas. But now the maimid, that which seals it, is aver, is metal. So Mamela, now it has a maimed. According to Mandama, the maimed is the Iker Tzuras HaKli. It has a maimed of Mateches, and it was Tomei. Tesis argues. Tesis, what does one have to do with the other? The Tumor is in the Zchuchis. What does it have to do with the metal, the Eivir, that's put here to seal it? What does one have to do with the other? So he brings down a word from Remichel Feinstein. Remichel has a whole sefer on the Yud Ches Dvorim, Gzeris of Tumor Vatar in the first Parak in Shabbos. So over there in Simon Yud, he explains, you're going to have to say a big Chiddush in Rashi. Rashi holds that Tumi Yeshona, when you take something that formerly was Tomei, and now you reconstitute it, the former state of Tumi is Mitame the new Kli. It's a new Kli, but it's Kilu, now it becomes Nitma. So it becomes Nitma now as a Kli Mateches. So it has the Gzera. It's being reconstituted as a Kli Mateches, because the Maimid, the Messiah is the Aver, and the Dover Hatome is Mitame the Klimateches. Very big Kiddush. Lanias Daiti, you don't have to go as far as this to explain the Rambam. The Nusach that we said, I think, is the most straightforward Nusach. That the Rambam holds that Hazoas Shlishi Ushvi is a process. And Mamil, that process is a process that only makes sense when you talk about a Kli that's in a state of Kli, not in a state that's Shavur. There's no Tahara on a state on a Kli that's not a Kli. So Mela, you're not in the middle of the process. So if Rabbi Yeshua holds that you have to do the whole process of Shlishi and Shvi, by definition, it's going to have to be done in a state of Tahara. Kim Dumani, that's the Pshat in the Rambam.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.